Erickson with you live in studio today here on the SVI Radio Network. And joining us live now over the phone is Star Valley High School alumnus Riley Burmester. Hey, Riley, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great, Riley. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning and talking to us. This is a pretty neat deal. You have been competing, playing volleyball up at Montana State Northern. You're the Skylights, correct?
Yes.
And you were recently just named their Female Athlete of the Year. Did you know this was coming?
I didn't. I didn't know until they had a athlete's banquet that I knew about, but I wasn't able to make it. But I had no clue that I was winning this award until some teammates sent me the video of me winning, and it was a great award to win, I guess. But I wish I could have been there to accept it, but it's pretty amazing.
It is pretty cool, and congratulations to you again on this. Tell us, Riley, what this season was like for you, and what led up to being named this Female Athlete of the Year. Obviously, you had a good season.
Yeah, so our season was a lot better than our past seasons. We've been rebuilding for quite a while, but this year it finally clicked for us. And I remember sitting with my coach right before season, and he was like, "What are your goals for this season?" And I wanted to be the best. I wanted to be the best outside in the conference, have the best hitting, have the best just overall stats. And I really pushed this year for all that. And so it's pretty rewarding that all my hard effort paid off.
You know, it's kind of been fun to watch your progression, obviously from, you know, an underclassman in high school and then into the varsity ranks. And then you go and you had a standout career at Central Wyoming College before you went to Montana State Northern. Kind of walk us through that whole progression and how you wound up in Montana.
Well, so I went over to CWC and was playing there, and I was actually not going to go on, but I had a bunch of people that convinced me that I should, and I shouldn't give up on my dreams. And I just knew that I would really regret it if I didn't continue playing, because it's really my passion. I love playing volleyball and basketball as well, but Jerry reached out to me and he was very persistent and he was saying a lot of great things. And I think that Northern just met all the things that I wanted, and they have such a great community and atmosphere. And so I went over to Northern, and I had the opportunity to play basketball as well, but I chose to just focus on volleyball. And yeah, so that's how I kind of got over there.
Speaking with Riley Burmester today, Star Valley High School alumni, and again, getting that recognition recently from Montana State Northern as Female Athlete of the Year. So Riley, what's next for you then, now that you've had such a great season? What's up and coming?
I've just graduated, so I am not currently playing anymore. I graduated with my bachelor's in business, but I'm also living in Rock Springs with my boyfriend over here, and there's a lot of opportunities to play volleyball here as well. I've been included in a lot of tournaments, and I'm actually going to play in nationals this year in Florida. So I'm not missing out on any volleyball still after completing my college. I'm still getting out there and playing volleyball as much as I can.
One thing I keep thinking back to when obviously you were part of a really standout group at Star Valley High School. I think you girls won virtually everything as far as state titles were concerned. But I kept thinking to myself, you were playing basketball, and then you weren't going to play basketball at CWC, and then next thing I know, you are playing there. Do you feel like basketball helped you in your volleyball career as far as your experience at CWC?
Yeah, I think basketball really helped me out a lot, and I just enjoyed it, and I was so happy that I got the chance to play both volleyball and basketball. And I really wish I was watching some of the teams or some of our teams play in Havre, and I was just so sad because I chose not to play, and I really wish I did. And then when I wanted to, COVID happened, so I wasn't able to because our seasons were too aligned. so I wasn't able to play basketball then. But choosing to play basketball, it helped me release all my physical, if that makes sense, because I can't do that in volleyball because we have a net. So being able to play basketball and get that endurance and stuff like that really helped with volleyball when it came around.
Well, you know, Riley Dowd kind of alluded to the group that you played with in high school. And for those of our listeners who need a refresher, Abby Coles, Shaylee Guild, Shania Warren, of course, Kennedy Jenkins, Savannah Lucero. That was quite the group. Do you guys still kind of keep in touch with each other and follow each other?
Riley Hatterley was on there.
Riley Hatterley, that's right. I mean, so many of you guys have played collegiately. Do you guys still kind of keep in touch?
Yeah, so it was actually really fun because a lot of us went and played at community colleges here in Wyoming. And so I got to play against Shania and Jamie, and I got to see Shalee, and I got to play against a lot of my teammates. And it was funny because we just got done playing with each other. And so it was great seeing, being able to play against each other and see each other and get to play the sports we love. But a lot of us, we still keep in touch. There's some of us that are really busy with life, and it's just, that's just how it goes. But a lot of us are actually keeping in touch, so it's pretty nice.
You talked about playing at some different tournaments where you're at, and based out of Rock Springs now. Do you ever see yourself maybe down the road being a coach in volleyball or basketball?
Yeah, so I actually was really trying to get on as an assistant coach over here at Western. We weren't able to do that this year. They already kind of have an assistant coach, so I wasn't able to get that job. But I was offered the job at CWC for the assistant coach. It's just a little bit, I'm a little settled here, and I would have to be in Riverton for 10 months, and that's just a little long because I just got out of college. But
sure.
Yeah, so I definitely hope that coaching's in my cards for the future. I would love to do that. I'm just keeping my ears open and trying to find a position close to me or that will accommodate my schedule. And hopefully in the next couple years, I'll be able to be an assistant coach or head coach somewhere.
Riley Burmester, Star Valley High School alumni, recently named as the Montana State Northern Female Athlete of the Year. Riley, thanks for your time. Good to catch up with you. Appreciate your time. Just a final question for the young athletes that may be listening out there today. What does it take to not only go on to play collegiately in athletics, but to be successful at it? What's your advice for the upcoming groups?
I would say to just put your head down and work super hard and don't expect to get on the court at all. Just work as hard as you can and earn all of your time. It makes it so much more memorable and just have a good time. Have fun because you don't get to play this sport that you love all your life. Things happen and you graduate college and you don't get to play that sport collegiately anymore. So I would say just take your time and really enjoy everything that you're doing and then just work really hard for your position in your spot.
Well said, Riley Burmester, this morning live on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Riley, thank you so much and good luck to you going forward.